2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
It's 71 degrees.
Still looking good on our freeways for the most part, starting to slow a bit in Kaysville. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
A vigil is being planned for the University of Utah football player shot and killed at a party over the weekend.
My child was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. He did nothing wrong.
Aaron Lowe's mother is also speaking out, and she wants people with information on the suspect to come forward. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage from the U of U. Mary?
Amanda, Aaron Lowe's mother, Donna Lowe Stern, says she raised a good son.
He didn't engage in fighting and arguing, and he didn't tote weapons. He didn't do any of those things.
And she later became emotional as she spoke to KSL-TV about hoping anyone comes forward. She says they need witnesses to say something about what happened at that party in Sugar House. Salt Lake City police say they are following up on every lead. Another woman was also shot. She's in critical but stable condition at the hospital. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The University of Utah continues to grieve the loss of Aaron Lowe, and they held a meeting last night to provide support to those in the campus's Black community. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with more. Heather?
Well, Tim, Aaron Lowe wrote a paper for a communications class. According to KSL.com, he stated, "Not many people know enough about Black culture," and says after fighting for 400 years, Black people still face lynchings, false imprisonment, or death at the hands of the police. U of U President Taylor Randall spoke at the meeting.
And I want to also recognize the collective grief that you feel in the Black community.
Randall says he's also committed to being part of this journey toward healing. And a professor who taught Lowe in two of her classes asked administrators to avoid the theory that racial prejudices no longer exist in society. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Investigators are looking into an overnight shooting that led to a head-on collision in South Jordan. Police Lieutenant Rob Hansen says officers were responding to reports of shots fired and a crash.
We did have two or three witnesses who reported shots being fired. And then it didn't come together until we respond on the accident and realize that the two were related.
Lieutenant Hansen says the driver of one of the vehicles drifted into the other car. He says it's believed that driver became incoherent because of being shot. She was rushed to the hospital for surgery and is expected to survive.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Facing a mandate deadline, healthcare workers in New York are rushing to get vaccinated and rushed to do so last night. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Ahead of a midnight deadline, the state said thousands of health workers received a shot so they wouldn't get suspended or fired. The governor signed an executive order to give her flexibility to plug any staffing holes. But as the mandate neared, the vaccination rate significantly increased among hospital and nursing home staffs to 92%.
New Zealand's largest city says it's going to start easing some of its strict lockdown pandemic restrictions. More from ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
After the latest lockdown lasting six grinding weeks, some travel restrictions are being scrapped. Come next week, people will be able to cross the city boundary if they're permanently relocating, have shared caregiving arrangements, or returning home. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
I do want to acknowledge and thank those who have been stuck in this situation for some time for your patience and your commitment to everyone's health and safety.
Under the new rules, those leaving Auckland on caregiving trips will have to be tested for the virus within a week of their departure. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The man who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan could be released unconditionally by next summer. John Hinckley Jr. was 25 and suffered from psychosis when he opened fire on the presidential entourage.
Hinckley shot President Ronald Reagan, Press Secretary James Brady, and two others in 1981. A jury found him guilty by reason of insanity, committing him to a psychiatric institution. But Monday, a federal judge ruled the now 66-year-old can be freed from all restrictions next year. The ruling came after Hinckley's attorney said his client no longer poses a threat.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.
CSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. We've had some massive fires this year, and there's plenty of debate over why the fires are so large.
Our country has a long history of fires, some of them very devastating. One in Minnesota, of all places, called the Hinckley Fire, over 400 killed, dry weather, that one. And that one was way back in 1894. And then about 100 years ago, in 1918, a very devastating fire called the Cloquet Fire, also in Minnesota, over 450 killed, 250,000 acres burned in that fire.
Grant says those fires took place in areas that are normally much wetter than Utah, but that took place during dry periods.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.